Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Dawah Around the World.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to today's episode of Dawah Around the World, the Master of Martyrs. Earlier this year, in February, the regime in Jordan arrested Dr. Salim Jaradat, a member of Hizb ut-Tahrir, by mobilizing a large security force to the town of Rabba in Karak, Jordan, to his workplace, and arrested him from the center of the market. He holds a doctorate degree in tafsir and is known by all to be a bulwark of heroic stances. He was the one who expelled the Jews from the city of Rabba and threw a shoe at them in June 2012, raising his voice, saying, "The shameful Wadi Araba peace agreement is not worth the price of that shoe that I hit those Jews." He is known for his courage in speaking the truth, fearless of the blame of anyone for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Days before his detention, the General Intelligence confiscated his passport when he returned from Hijaz after performing Umrah. He has been detained in solitary confinement, subjected to harassment, denied the necessary medicine required for his health, and now the verdict has been given of a 3-year sentence of hard labour. The Jordanian regime have no shame in supporting America's war on Islam and openly declaring their support to the Trump administration in fighting terrorism, when it is known, without any doubt, that Trump does not mean by terrorism anything other than Islam itself, without illusion and without exceptions. Any threat or opposition known to this Jordanian-American alliance is at the hands of no mercy. Anyone who seeks to challenge them and call for Islam have had to face the harshest of mistreatment and torture. This has been the reason for the arrest of our dear brother Salim, as well as the crackdown on the many Shabab of Hizb ut-Tahrir who strive to live the words of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said,
أفضل الجهاد كلمة حق عند سلطان جائر.
The best jihad is raising the word of truth against a tyrant ruler. The terrible subservience to America and its allies was bad enough, but to go on and assail the youth of Hizb ut-Tahrir, deploying spies, abducting them and torturing them by brutal means, proves how fearless our rulers have become. Do they forget the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ.
The oppressors will come to know by what overturning they will be overturned. Surah Shu'ara, verse 227. And where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Hadith Qudsi,
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله قال من عاد لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب.
The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said that Allah said, "Whoever harms my wali, I will declare a war against him." Narrated in Bukhari. This oppressive and brutal regime discards the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam behind its back and violates the commands of the sharia and exposes her country to other countries like America to corrupt the lands utterly. It is these countries they exert all their efforts to pleasing at the cost of fulfilling their duties to their ummah, protecting and honoring her. They should know this will only end in the most humiliating way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Kabut, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتًا وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ.
The example of those who take protectors other than Allah is that of the spider, who builds to itself a house. But truly, the flimsiest of the houses is the spider's house. If only they knew. The government's abduction and oppression of our sincere and loyal sons in broad daylight from the streets, from their homes and from their workplaces, because they say our only Lord is Allah, cannot and will not waver the call. They will not deter from their ideas nor their method at any consequence. The Hizb does not undertake physical acts of revenge, not out of cowardice nor fear. Because the Hizb believes that Islam has not permitted such acts in the stage of carrying the call. Therefore, only when the Khilafah is established will these cowards be dealt with in the most befitting manner. To the Jordanian regime, we send a strong message. Your master, America, fears the return of the Khilafah to our Muslim lands, a Khilafah which will end their presence within these lands once and for all. What is your excuse? You collude with them in fulfilling their desires. On top of that, you add to your many sins by waging war on the advocates of the Khilafah. You are doing nothing but inviting the anger of Allah upon yourselves. And Allah warns in Surah Al-Anfal, verse 25. And fear the calamity that does not only afflict those who oppress, and know that Allah is severe in punishment. The Khilafah, which inshallah is only a matter of time, will be a practical means for the supremacy of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised in Surah An-Nisa, verse 141. And never will Allah give the disbelievers over the believers a way to overcome them. May Allah establish the shield of Islam so the lives and honour of our brothers can be protected. Ameen. Jazakum Allah khairan for joining us. Till next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Dawah Around the World.